See, mic is on. Test, test. Check out what people are saying. Oh, we'll have to communicate questions. Let's see. Hello. Oh my goodness. Hi. I appreciate the waves. Hopefully you guys are able to hear me okay. Oh man, I'm actually kind of like nervous and excited at the same time. I don't think any of our talents have done Twitter spaces yet. And Twitter lately has really been pushing it, so why not give it a try? Ah, thank you for the thumbs up. But hello, welcome everyone. I'm so sorry that the power went down on campus, but sometimes things happen. I'm gonna wait for a few more people to join, but for now you guys get to hear me ramble a little bit as Sensei. I am really excited to be here. And I was also in the process of collecting everyone's questions. So I have a fun little jar over here to listen to. Oh, also, if you guys happen to have the Discord open, I have my, when the power went out, I immediately ran into my roommate's room and I'm like, I need your phone. Please give it to me. So my current setup is my device is making the Twitter space. And then my roommate's device, well, I guess I should say dormmates, because on campus we have dormitories and that's where like some of the other senseis are. So I'm like, let me use your device. So she was gracious enough. So I have Discord open on her device. And yes, I am stealing phones. That is correct. Oh, so it just dawned on me. I probably could have just made a stage on Discord. Oh, wait, I don't have that permission, so it wouldn't have happened. No worries. I think this is really fun, too. But for those of you who are new here, hello. My name is V-Sensei. I'm one of the professors here at V4 Mirai Magical School, and I also help with managing all of the classmates and the activities they do. And oh man, I'm getting a little nervous. This is so exciting. I've never had so many people in my classroom before. Usually I talk with all of our students one-on-one, or sometimes it'll be a larger meeting with the with other admin at the school where it's like, oh, we have a concert to work on. What songs are you gonna do? What are you thinking about? And then it'll be a couple of us in the call where like, oh, that's a really cool song idea. Oh, actually. So for one of the, I'm not sure if this has happened yet already, but I know Abby is celebrating one of her achievements. I think it's 27K. If I remember right off the top of my head, but she's celebrating by singing the Mashal opening until she hits the next level. So something that had come up a little while ago, she's like, a couple of people are like, hey, we want to perform this song at a concert. And our vice principal is just like, you're going to learn to rap in Japanese? And they're like, yeah, we could do it. And he's like, our vice principal's just like, I speak Japanese. And it would literally take me like 2 weeks to learn how to rap that fast. So unfortunately, that was kind of something that we had to veto. But I'm happy that she's doing it in her own stream. There's kind of a difference in like, as much as we have V4 scuff on like the daily, there we do try our best to have like quality experiences whenever like we go to conventions or host concerts like at ALA, or even when we have our students at conventions with the robots. There's a company called Oshi Live, and they'll go to different conventions and you can sign up to be kind of like rolled around on this robot. And it's so cool. And where was I going with this? You guys aren't even asking me questions and you've already got me rambling. Oh my goodness. But where was I? I was explaining how unfortunately the power went out. And not to name names, but I do know that a certain horse was digging straight through V4 Mirai Magical Campus. And I don't really know anything about electronics or electricity and that stuff, but I do feel like she might have messed with something while digging through there. But that's none of my business. And I'm going to just submit a work order and see if one of the engineer isn't the right term. One of the trades people? Electricians. There we go. That's the correct phrase. Yes. An electrician can come and fix the wiring at the campus. Yes. So my original stream was going to be sharing some of the questions and answers that you guys so graciously sent me through Marshmallow. But, you know, even though I have this jar of all 60 or so of your responses, I did combine a few of them. We're in Twitter spaces, so why not take advantage of the functionalities of Twitter spaces? So if you guys promise to behave, I can give, if you guys want to ask me a question directly, I can give, you can raise your hand and then I can give you the opportunity to ask with your voice, which is kind of scary and kind of exciting, but you know, new experiences for everyone, right? I also, we also have a Discord server. So I know in the Sensei talk, some people are writing in the chat. So if you guys, it feels like an online class now. Thank you. If you'd like to, I don't want to tip my water over. If you want to ask a question, you can raise your hand and I'll figure out how to make it work. But if you don't want to ask a question with your voice, you can type it in the Discord chat, or I can pull from some of the questions in my jar. So yeah, I am watching you guys. I went to, when the power went out, I went to one of the other sensei's dorm and I'm like, give me your phone. I need to go on Discord. So yeah. Let's see. Tap on an avatar to invite someone to speak or more. Ah, it is listening to me. Everyone in the Discord server is like, oh no, she sees us. Scatter, scatter. All right. I think if we're just going off of... it looks like everyone's pretty shy, so that is okay. Oh, yeah. I think you can just hold up the hand emoji and then you'll get a little hand next to you and then I can tap on your avatar and you can speak. Ah, okay. There's also some people asking questions in the Discord, so we can do that too. Oh no, oh no. The screen went blank. Where did it go? Where did it go? Okay, there we go. Perfect. what are your impressions of all of your students? That is an excellent question. So fun fact, I've actually been, I know you guys have only met me for like 3 days now, and it's been a marvelous 3 days, and it's just made my heart go doki doki to see what a positive response you guys have given me, and I love all the fan art. I'm rambling. I'm sorry. What is my first impression? So my first impression of you guys has actually been at each of the debuts. So I really love how fun and rowdy the, I'm totally going to butcher this, but Ab Sliders? Is that how Abby says her fans' names? We got the Ab Sliders. We got the Sarmi, the Serena Army. You guys are a rowdy, fun bunch. I really enjoy seeing all the ways that you support Abby and Serena through artwork, through sassy comments, through... Oh, you don't mind the mumbling? Good, good. and just always being there for them. So thank you so much for being such great fans. And then with Petalite, it was really lovely to see how warm of a welcome you guys gave our second generation. It was kind of a bit scary because whenever you... Here we had taken so much time to get to know our four new students in Petalite. And when you kind of like push them out of the nest, you're always a little afraid, like, oh no, will they be able to fly? Will they be able to make it in the world? And yes, they're doing so well, and we're really proud of them. And their fans, going back to the original question of like, what's our opinion of the fans? I think their fans are also very interesting and fun. I think, So if I share a little bit of a secret, I hope you don't mind, but the Tabe Monos, you guys have the most interesting way of talking because I'm staff, right? And so part of one of my tasks is that I go through previous streams and I kind of, I kind of grade them in a way. Like I'll go through and be like, oh, are people chatting at this time? Or is this an interesting moment? Or is there a way for this stream to... Mono, I'm talking about you. Why? You just appeared out of nowhere. It's like you knew I was talking. But everyone's asking how... what are impressions of all of the students? And I was explaining how something cute with the Tabe Monos is, although you guys aren't always super active in chat throughout the whole stream, the moment that the stream ends and Mono's like, Otsukari, suddenly it's like 50 people in the chat just writing back, Otsukari! It is absolutely adorable. And... it's just absolutely adorable. And then let's talk about the Yaimen. I think I said that correctly, but we recently, it was Yai's birthday, and I am astounded by how, oh, did I close it? No, I didn't close it. Perfect. I was astounded at how creative your guys' birthday project were for Yai. And one of the first things that you had asked staff, you're like, hey, Yai really loves Nikkei games. And it would be so, so cool if you can get us in contact with like the Japanese voice actresses. And unfortunately as staff, we had to say, sorry, we can't. We kind of got a lot on our plates. We can't reach out to different companies to go through the hoops of finding people. But Thank you so much for such a thoughtful idea. It might be best to go a different route. And so a different route they did. And they made so much gorgeous artwork. And it was, I don't handle the official Before Mirai Stock Discord. That's kind of a different group of people. But every so often they'd share some little like screenshots or a little summary of like, hey, like here's what's going on. And it was so lovely to see you all work together. So it was, all the fans are great. It's 12:15. So I think I have spent about 10 minutes talking about how great all of you guys are. And honestly, I could probably spend at least like 10 to 15 more minutes about talking about how lovely you guys, how lovely you treat all of our VTubers, all of our students. Some fun things. Ooh, I finally got a request. Oh, yes. And then as a reminder for those who weren't here right at 12, something cool about Twitter Spaces is that you can request to speak. And it's a little risky, so I do hope that you all play nice. But if you want to speak, you can request to speak, and then you can ask a question, and then I'll turn off your ability to speak, and then I'll answer the question to the best of my ability. Sound good? All right, so we have, oh, hello, Devin. Let us press play. Hi. Can we hear you? You can now speak. Oh, your microphone is muted, so you can unmute, and then you should be able to hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes!
Awesome. Oh. Hi.
How are you?
It is well past my lunch, so kind of sad, but good otherwise. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. What question do you have for today?
Hi, I actually have two questions. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. The first one is, what is your favorite part of working on Staffed? And the second one is, what is the most difficult part of working on staff or in your job?
Mm-mm. Sounds good. Let me unmute you now. Let me see. Remove speaker. There you go. All right. So the question was, oh my gosh, I just forgot the question. hold on. Let me address the speaker again. Can I do that? Okay, I think the question was, I remember the last part, which is, what's the hardest part of being a manager, of being a corporate talent manager? Everyone in Discord is laughing at me. I'm sorry. I guess the hardest part is not forgetting to write things down, and then later on, someone asks me a question, and they're like, hey, by the way, how's that instrumental coming along? And I'm like, what instrumental? And then luckily we like scroll through the Discord and we're able to find like the reference and get it on track. But I do think that is kind of the hardest part. So I primarily help out with Chrysalis and Petalite. So that's about 5 different people and 5 different varieties of projects that we have to be mindful of. And it can get a little confusing at times to track it, especially when some of those projects include multiple people. But so long as we use a program called Notion to keep track of all of the projects. Overall, we've been able to keep things on mostly on schedule and get everything out in a reasonable time. So yeah, I would say that's the hardest part of it, just organizing multiple projects. And something that is going to make it easier going forward is we have hired other senseis to join the team, to join the Before Mirai admin school curriculum, you know? So while I'll still be helping out with Chrysalis and Petalite, we do have another sensei who is helping out with our next generation that's coming up. Let's see. The next part is, what is your favorite part of the job? I think my favorite part is, one, seeing everyone's creativity. We have all of our students have amazing brains. I know that's weird to say, but sometimes whenever they give me suggestions and I'm like, am I on a fever dream right now? Like, what are you talking about? This, and then they go into more detail and I'm like, oh yeah, like we could do that for sure. So seeing everyone's ideas, there's always something new every day. So it rarely gets boring. And overall, everyone's very friendly. It's a cool place to work. So I'm really happy that I got hired at the magical school. Let's see. I saw someone get a request, but then it went away. So in the Discord, Vale, part of me wants to say Veil, and then part of me is like, no, Mr. Worldwide. Vale. They write, am I out of touch? No, it's the talent that are Wilden. Oh, speaking of talent Wilden, hold on, let me take a drink of water. A lot of people asked me, what the most wild request we got. And I think you guys would probably might already know what that is. And that request is that Visco wanted to do a dance cover on a floor that was covered in a certain lubrication product. And when she shared that, a handful of us were just like, that's hilarious. And then our sensei, who's in charge of like tech, she's like, there might be some problems with the light reflecting off the lubrication, which could cause the floor to connect to your model. Because when you're in mocap, it's a suit with a whole bunch of little dots on it. And the dots reflect light, and that light is collected from the cameras. Sorry, the cameras collect the data from the light reflecting, and from there it can figure out your shape and it can figure out your movement. So our tech person was like, she's like, maybe the floor might be too reflective, but let's just try it out anyway. And lo and behold, it did kind of like pop up on the program where they're like, it looked like there were dots on the floor, but it wasn't enough to cause any issues. So we went ahead and set it up. We, the tech lead and I laid out a giant tarp inside the mocap volume, and we hit play, and Visco just went for it. And I've never had a harder time being quiet in my life, because one, we're recording Mono's voice, so we want to hear like her laughter, her experiences, which means that our tech sensei and myself have to be as quiet as possible. So I would say that was the most Wilden project so far. And surprisingly, it was actually really easy to clean up. So essentially, I just like took each corner of the tarp and brought it towards the center. And I repeated that process until it was just like in a little ball, and bop, into the trash it went. We also used like 10 to 15 towels. So yeah, but overall, through the power of magic, and through the power of magic and anal lube, Biscotti's Uma Pion cover was born. Yeah. Let's see. Do we have any other volunteers brave enough to request to speak and ask a question? I think one of the cool things, oh man, I have like 15 things I want to say right now, and it's a little difficult to filter down to the one thing that my mouth needs to say. But I guess I'll start with a quick introduction just because it is about 12:30 and I've seen some people hop in and out, which is absolutely lovely. Oh, okay. So I do see a request, so I will accept you in just a moment. But my name is V Sensei. I'm one of the senseis. My name is V Sensei. I'm a talent manager at V4 Mirai, and I'm kind of just doing a fun little Q&A of what it's like to hang out with our lovely students, what it's like to be on V4 Mirai Magical School, what it's like to do all the cool stuff. And y'all are welcome to send requests. Just be nice. And yeah, so let's talk to Cake Enemy. I see that you don't have a profile picture, so I'm a little afraid to actually let you speak, but let's see. Hello. Did I do it right? No, I did not. Except, add a speaker. All right, you should now be able to speak. Let's see. I feel like an old lady. It's like when you get invited to your grandma's Zoom call and she's like, wait, what is an internet? What is the Twitter? Let's see. I'm just gonna click X for now, and then you can try again, because there was an error. And maybe now it works. Hi. It's connecting. Let's see how this goes. I also see that people are chatting in the Discord server, so thank you for doing that. Let's see. Sorry, Cake, I don't think that it's gonna work this time. But if you happen to be on Discord, you can write your question there and I'll answer it for you. But yeah, my apologies for that. I'm going to remove the request for now. Here we go. All right. We have another, Drake Grazer. Let's add you. Hi. Are you able to speak? Hopefully you're able to connect. Hi. I can. Welcome to our Twitter space. What's your question?
Hello, Wednesday. It's a great honor to be able to talk to you. And I actually have a question since Petalite's debut. It's quite amazing that they were able to have access to 3D models and even perform in a 3D performance so quickly after debut. It's quite amazing. And since quite unprecedented in other groups or corporations, since usually it takes usually a year for a 3D model to be produced. So I was wondering, what was the experience like with working with the talents and being able to make such an amazing performance a reality?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Oh man, like where do I even start actually? Let's first start with the music part. because that's where I was most involved in. Essentially, we wanted to record some of our official songs. So we had playback. We had a sampling of a song called New Sekai, which we haven't officially released yet, but we hope to share it in the summer. And then we also polled all of our students. We're like, hey, what songs do you want to do on stage? Ideally, we got some group songs. And then with ALA specifically, so we had group songs. And then we also had a couple duos. And then Serena and Maria are both idol types. So we had them do solos. And a lot of the groups got to choose the song, and or we recommended a song, like, for example, with Work. That was Yai's cover song for her release. And we're like, hey, we're performing at an anime convention. This would be an awesome song to perform at an anime convention. What if we add Bisco onto it and have her sing it with you and do the duet? And both of them are like, yeah, sure, let's go. And then we also had the group voting, and something that I wish I did more of, which I also help out a lot with the social media. I think in hindsight, we could have, for lack of a better term, just advertised it better, that we were making these idol groups. And we got a bunch of you, how do I start from the beginning? So we had two songs that we wanted to have audience input for. And the way that we decided to include you guys was to have you pick out the subunits. And then you also got to name them. And we did the process through like forms on Twitter, and we got a really good response. So I appreciate everyone who voted. And from there, we let the talents choose what song they wanted to do. And we assigned who sings what. Everyone has like microphones and some treated space in their home. So, in their dormitory, you know. And so they were able to record. And then everyone was able to take time to learn the dances, to there's just so many moving parts. But in summary, all of the students were heavily involved in the process of making this concert work. And there was a lot of tech involved, and we learned a lot of things, and we have a lot of things that on the horizon that we'd like to improve for possible next performances. But overall, it was a really crazy and wild experience leading up to it, especially because Anime Los Angeles is in January. So that also meant that like during the holidays, we'd be kind of like gently messaging people like, hey, sorry, I really don't want to message you, but would you be able to re-record this one line for us, please? Or like, I really want to make sure that you practiced like the pronunciation right, because sometimes when you sing in a group, it's difficult to it's difficult to practice while like away at times. But overall, it was just a really exciting experience. And thank you for, I hope I answered your question. I kind of started to ramble a bit, but everyone did such a good job at performing at Anime Los Angeles. And there was a lot of steps to practice the music, choose the music, practice the dances. Everyone, oh my gosh, everyone knocked it out of the park with those. So I'm just I'm just so proud as a sensei. Yeah. All right, let me remove you from speakers. And then I do see Dr. Oh man, I forgot the name of this character. But he's the one who says the cute phrase where it's like, oh, if I had two nickels, I'd have two nickels, but it's kind of strange that it happened twice. So let me add you as a speaker. All right, so it's connecting and hopefully it connects well. I've been using with my power outage, some things have been a little tricky. But hello, can you hear us? The sky, are you there? Are you there? I think I'll give you a few more moments. And if it can't connect, then it can't connect. And I'll find someone chatting in the Discord. All right. I'm going to go ahead and remove you from the speakers, but thank you for sending a request. I really appreciate it. All right. So I have two options available. I can choose, well, three options available, actually. I can choose a topic to ramble on from the top of my head. I can choose a question that someone wrote in the Discord chat, or I can choose a question from my print, from my lovely questions jar that you guys made me for Marshmallow. Let's see. I think I'm going to choose one from chat. So let's scroll up a little bit and see what's going on. Let's see. Ooh, this one's a good one. What are the personalities like for Gen 3? And what should we expect / prepare for? Let's see. I think you should be scared. And I think that there's a bit of, there's some qualities that are similar to Chrysalis and Petalite. And then there are some like personality things that are different from Chrysalis and Petalite. So yeah, I think you should be a little bit scared, but like in a good way. But I'm actually really excited. I'm actually really excited to tell this story. So one of my favorite things to do as a sensei at V4 Mirai is that I get to look at the applications for students who want to come join us. And I'm not the only person who looks at these applications, but I do tend to be one of like the first rounds of finding people who just like send in good auditions. And I know that sounds very vague, but we get a lot of like half filled out application forms, if that makes sense. So like, I'm not necessarily searching for like the stars. I'm just making sure that every application has a video and that every application isn't like, hi, I'm Winnie the Pooh and I am a bear and I've never streamed in my life. And I am very, very, sorry, I'm rambling. But like sometimes people will send in like obviously fake auditions. So I make sure that those are filtered out this way. People can more easily access other the auditions of people who like put time and effort into it. But the very first application that I saw, the very, very first application I saw, coincidentally, is also in Gen 3 now. And I'm not even sure. I'll be vague, but their video is just so wild and interesting, and they definitely hit you with their personality within like the first 2 seconds of the video. And lucky for them, they definitely made it through the other like the interview process, the other audition, like the other portions of the audition. I just think it's very interesting that the first person I saw is in Gen 3. So I think you'll be very excited to see them. Ooh, a lot of people in the chat are mentioning just like, oh, strong personalities. And I'm like, yeah, they definitely have some strong personalities. Let's see. I'm going to scroll through a little bit. I think I'll pick from my box, actually. Oh, we have Wiffleball has sent a request. So I'm going to tap and I'm going to put add as speaker, and it's going to connect, and hopefully it'll connect properly. Hello, you should be able to talk now. Just make sure to turn on your microphone. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hello, welcome. Welcome to our Twitter space. What's Hi. Your question?
First of all, thank you so much for taking care of the girls. That's very cool of you. Even though it's your job, I'm glad you're treating them really nicely.
I try.
This is kind of, I guess, piggybacking off of the last question, but if you have like a send in a genuine audition, I'm not like, I know it's not like an obligation for people to watch the video and stuff, but I was wondering if there's like something that would stop them from doing it, I guess. Not stop, but like, I don't know.
No, I totally get what you mean. I totally understand. Do you have any follow-up questions to that?
Just kind of like, no.
No, I don't. No worries. Here, let me ramble. And then if you have a follow-up question, I'll be happy to speak for it. Oh, one of the people in Discord's like, oh, so what's something that's like a red flag in an audition? Perfect. So I'm gonna mute you really quick. So some red flags in auditions, or things that might make us not want to keep watching. I think, and this isn't I'll preface this in that for different generations, sometimes we're looking for just like something specific, and it's not a fault in your character or in your audition video. It's more just like a puzzle piece of like, this wasn't like the correct fit at the right time. So like with our auditions right now, like we're kind of going after like long form content. So like, I think one of the games mentioned there was like GTA or Minecraft. So that little caveat, I forgot the exact term, but like that side note aside, some things, there's actually a lot of things, but they're all, I'll just kind of like go down some lists, I think. So I think one of the first things that's kind of small, but kind of like speaks volumes is when the audition videos are titled for a different company. It's objectively speaking, if your audition video doesn't like mention a company in the name and it's more like a portfolio of like, here's all my stuff, it would be better to like title it like portfolio or just audition. It kind of feels a little, it won't stop us from watching it, but it is kind of like, they don't like care about the details. And a lot of our current talent who are with us, they kind of sweat the small stuff and they really want to make an experience like as good as possible for all of their audience members. So it's just like a small thing that could signal something bigger, but it's not like we won't just like stop watching. Like if it's a good video, if like effort was put into it, we try to put in our effort to watch it. I think another thing is and this one's a personal thing for myself. I find it, so an audition, you should be putting your best foot forward. And I think sometimes people treat the audition video as a debut video in the sense where they'll have a slideshow and they'll spend about 3 minutes talking about the lore of their character, which doesn't quite fit V4 Mirai, because when you join, we create a new model, we create new lore. So although you shared history of a character that you feel connected to, you're probably going to be active as a different character. So I would say that's something that I see the most common. Small things like, because I know a lot of VTubers who are already indie or just existing audition. So they'll be like, hi, I'm Hatsune Miku. I'm a virtual singer and songwriter. Here's some of my songs. And then they'll show the accomplishments that they've done, but they won't go into like, back in 2010, hold on, is it 2010? Am I lacking on my Hatsune Miku knowledge? But they don't go into like the deep lore of like, I've started off as a music program and with Sega, and now I feel like I'm not explaining this well. Instead of going into the lore of Hatsune Miku, it would be better to be like, here's the projects that I've worked on. Here's the artwork that I do. Here's my goals as this character. So that's kind of the main one. So just going into lore of a character for like 2-3 minutes when it's that time could have been used to like show off your skills. Yeah. Let me think of one more like piece of advice. So to summarize, be mindful of like little things. So like don't title your audition video as an audition for a different company. Now granted, I will say like if your audition is like audition for Brave Group, and on the form you applied for like VSPO, V4 Mirai, I'm trying to think of our other groups. Like I'm not talking about like that. It's more like, because Brave Group is like the bigger, our like big branch. So titling the video to different companies, going in depth on your lore when you could be showing your skills and achievements. And then I think the third thing, this one's also a very personal one. I'm a big fan of self-deprecating humor. And I think in many situations, you can pull it off really easily. Like it can be a good joke to put in places. But with all jokes, like timing and like place is everything. So unfortunately, something that I kind of see in some videos is, and I'm not on like a positive note, like maybe they're trying to make a joke, but then on the more less positive side, they're kind of just talking down on themselves. And because sometimes we'll get auditions where it's like, hi, I'm not very special, but I do hope that you'll take some time to watch this. And if you start an audition like that, you're just not putting your best foot forward. So it's important to, in some cases, like fake it till you make it. Like you can always, everyone has doubts about themselves and everyone has moments where they might feel low. But when it comes to auditions, when it comes to like even just resumes or interviews in your day-to-day life, kind of adopt some confidence, you know, just like, hey, here's my audition. I'm so-and-so. Here's what I like to do. Here's what I want to do. Here's what I like to do. Here are my dreams. And here's where I think I'll be a great fit. So a bit of life advice, but it also applies to some VTuber stuff. And I hope that answers your question. I don't want, I could honestly talk about auditions and stuff for ages, but I think those three tips are some good things, are common that I see. And I think it might help some others if they kind of keep them in mind. I'm going to go ahead. And I saw that game, Elector, we'll go ahead and add you. So it's loading. All right, you're connected. You should be able to unmute yourself. If you're talking, you're currently muted.
Hello?
Hello!
Welcome. Oh, hello. Okay.
Welcome to the Twitter space. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much for asking.
Yeah, of course. What's your question?
So my question was, I was going to ask, do you guys think you're, how can I put this? Okay, here we go. So in terms of growth, how fast do you think you guys have done, or how much is it as you expect it? Because I only heard about V4 Mirror, I think, after Mari did the relay stream, which was a really good stream, was really fun, and I really enjoyed that. And I kind of just continued off from there. Mm-hmm. So I'm not too old. I haven't been here for quite a bit, but do you feel like you guys have been growing faster than what you expected, or do you feel like this is pretty much just like a nice pace that you they were expecting?
Let me think. I know. Ooh, so I've been in one or two data meetings where we had like our projected growth and our like current growth. It's been a while since I've been in one of those meetings. I think in general, we want to be bigger and we're working on projects to improve our reach, because as we grow as a company, so do like the students at our school and their popularity and also their ability to do cool things. I would say we're definitely growing. It's steady, and as we do more cool events like the ALA concert, having online events like the karaoke relay, will definitely start to have more of a presence. But so far, a lot of people kind of know us as like, oh, we're the small corpo, but everyone's so kind of like zany and off the wall, and we have so much variety while also doing these like cool 3D events, VR chat events. We definitely like, I don't think anyone would not want to have a million subscribers on YouTube and whatnot, but we do have a plan to keep growing, and we've been making progress. Like, I just celebrated 17K. Abby, I think, just celebrated 28K. And so we're growing. Thank you for the question. Sorry, I couldn't give like a super specific answer, but while I am included on like data meetings, I'm not included on like every single one, just because my tasks generally involve more like student involved activities. Yeah. Let me add another person as a speaker. Add Shiro. Hello. Add a speaker. It's connecting. All right, you're connected. You should be able to unmute yourself.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Hi. I love your accent. Oh my goodness.
Oh, thank you. Everybody's an American, I know. it's been a really great hearing all the questions you've been answering, by the way. It's really informative. I've just come across you, but like it's really interesting. So I know it's because you talked about you work on a lot of the song, the like music projects as well, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm a songwriter and producer myself, so I have a lot of interest in like original songs. And I kind of wondered about anything to do with the process of that, like who says, I want to do an original song now, I want to get this person, or you, you know, is that like who makes what decisions? Where do you find people? How does it, just anything.
Yeah. For starters, if you have a portfolio on our website, we do have like a submission form. So if you want to like submit your email and like write a nice little thing, that can be sent to some of our other staff members. And I hate the phrase like we'll keep you on file, because that's what like a lot of employers say. But if they like if they like your project so far, and it like fits with like if the timing of we need an original song and the timing of your genre, yeah, like your genre and your skills like match the thing. Like, I feel like a lot of VTubing is just like right place, right time with the relevant skills and some luck thrown involved. And I'm not saying like, so here's like an example of where like luck is involved. So for Mono, she wanted to do a Eurobeat medley, and the way that I was in charge of like finding someone who can make the instrumental while also like splicing together five different Eurobeat songs. So I went down like a rabbit hole of Eurobeat DJs who also create their own instrumentals. And I was able to just like come across this one guy on Instagram, because I was searching some Twitter, I was searching some Instagram, and I was able to find the instrumentalist. But like, what if the algorithm was just like doing something else that day? You know, there is that element of luck, but he also took the time to showcase all of his work on Instagram. So it was super easy for me just to like scroll through all his stuff. And then his email was on his Instagram profile. So I just tapped the email and I'm like, hi, would you be available to sign an NDA? I have a question for you. So a little bit of luck there, but it doesn't hurt to showcase all your stuff online. I am rambling, so my apologies. I think the second part of your question was, what is the process of like creating original songs? And that is something that is included in our, when you join V4 Mirai, when you become one of our students, we have like milestones that we want to provide. And our milestones are a live 2D debut, a 3D debut, and an original song. So in terms of who gets an original song, every student gets an original song, and then those who want to create more original songs oftentimes tend to be producers themselves. So some of our more musically inclined students are definitely like working on something on the side, and as staff will like help try to like with like communication, or like we handle a lot of mixing in-house. But I guess to put a neat bow, the first song is on us, and then the second song is generally through the creator budget of each of our talents. And then for finding stuff, we do have like different industry contacts through the Japanese side of our company. And then if we're going for more like English items or like something really specific like Eurobeat, we'll kind of just search to find someone that could fit the project. Yeah.
Thank you so much. That was really helpful.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for asking. Let's see. I'm going to remove you as a speaker. And then I'll probably stay on about 15 more minutes because I'm having a lot of fun. But I've also run out of water, so I'm not sure how long I can keep going. It's like a desert in here. Let's see. Mint, hello. Let me add you as a speaker. All right. Hello. Are you able to unmute yourself?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my God. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
My question was, like, what are things about your position? Because, like, you're a staff, and now you're a VTuber, too, and I feel like that's a very unique position. And it's, mm-hmm. like, what are things about your position that are completely unique just to you, since you're kind of mm-hmm. both, and you're, like, on the line between staff and VTuber? And I just find that interesting because, you know, as an indie VTuber, you're both a manager of yourself and a talent. So, like, whatever you have there that you think that, like, you're the one that's doing it in your company, like the only one. I want to know about that.
Let's see. So the first phrase that stuck out to me was you're the only one. And technically I'm like the only manager. I'm the only VTuber manager in V4 Mirai. That said, we do have a relatively big team. So there's a lot of stuff where I genuinely am just the messenger. So I guess let me give some practical examples, because that's the best way that my brain works. So let's talk about Gen 3 launching. I help out. For the V4 Mirai official account, there's a handful of us that have access to it. And, but primarily I am the one who makes and schedules the posts and occasionally makes time conversion errors. So my apologies if any times are slightly wrong. I swear I double checked the text, but sometimes things slip through your fingers. Yeah, there we go. That's the correct way to say the topic. But, the silhouette graphics that we just posted this week, I did not make those. Those were from our art person. And when what day we posted those were from our vice principal, who's in charge of all the projects and oversees everything. Now, as for the times, that's something that myself and a few others commented of, like, our channel, our Twitter is really active between like 12 to 5. So if we post something kind of earlier in the day, if we want to post two things, then posting at like 12 and then again at 5 p.m. gives people time to like process both posts. So I do have a lot of help because a lot of members of our staff wear many hats. So although I'm really involved with social media for V4Mirai, I also have help from other people who can help create posts and make graphics and check data sometimes too. Additionally, when it comes to V-Sensei, it was kind of always in the plan that V4Mirai has a teacher who's public facing, because there's a lot of behind the scenes content that we really want to share with people. But sometimes when you have so at marketing, you always have like your branding and you have the voice, the tone in which you speak to your audience. And it can be, and people gravitate towards the voice that they like. So we wanted V4Mirai to stay more corporate, stay more, here's the announcement, here's the time it's going, here's a little bit of creative writing, and here's a pretty image. Whereas Sensei can be like, hey, like, Sensei can like make a joke. Sensei can reshare. Mona, I keep using you as an example. That's just because you're in the chat. For example, Mono shared a tweet last night about going on stream and she's having her McDonald's stream. So please come to her drive-through and hang out with her. And as the corporate account, I could just like reshare that. But on Sensei's account, I can be like, my student is at her part-time job. Please go and support her. You know, because as staff, we care a lot about our students, and like we really want to cheer them on. It's just sometimes the algorithm wants to show you, the algorithm rewards you when you keep posting more of the same, and so we want to keep the official account to have that like familiar sense of where announcements. We're maybe some clips, but Sensei is where we can share some like behind the scenes. We can share some things that are a little messy. We can kind of talk casually, even when like the power goes out and I'm unable to do an official YouTube stream, you know? So your original question, sorry, I totally rambled, but your original question is like how it is to be both staff and VTuber. And essentially I keep activities. I have help for everything that's like public facing in terms of like what we share on social media. And then for my personal tasks, every day I still have like my meetings with talents and making sure that they're on top of it and like, hey, did you remember to send out your monetization rewards, or how's the process for recording coming? Let's check things out. And then I have like a bunch of like random odd jobs of like, hey, could you find an instrumentalist for this? A few of us are looking for one, and we want to like have more eyes on the project. So it's an interesting position to be in, and a lot of people have compared me to some of the other mascots that different VTuber companies have. And it's a little nerve-wracking because I wasn't anticipating being a public-facing person when I first joined at V4 Mirai, but I do appreciate that I was able to be trusted with the project and that they feel that, for lack of a better term, that I fit the vibe, you know? Yeah. So I hope that answers your question. Thank you for listening to my rambling. And yeah, she got baited. Oh, V4, I have Discord open on one of the other sensei's phones. That way I can read what's happening in Discord because a lot of people are chatting there. So I got called a V4 yapper, which honestly, part of the slogan for V4 Mirai is charismatic conversationalist. So yeah, I do fit that. Let's see. I saw Ray Factor first, and then after Ray Factor, we'll go to Hikaru. And yeah, so I'ma accept as a speaker. Hello, hello. You're connecting, so now you should be able to unmute. Hi, hello. Welcome to Twitter Spaces.
Thanks for letting us talk. This is super awesome. I wrote up a question, so I'll just read it now.
Oh, yay.
Can you provide some insight on why Chrysalis debuted with only two talents? From my understanding, at least some of the Gen 2 talents were already selected by Chrysalis debut, and a two-person gen is highly unusual, especially for a first gen of V4 Mirai. It seems to have concentrated a large amount of stress on both Seti and Abby, who also happen to be very young and not previously experienced in VTubing, in my understanding. From the outside, it seems like this was avoidable. Can you give us any new info on the decision-making process behind that?
Yeah, I appreciate the thoughtfulness of your question. So let's first talk about Abby and Serena, actually. So while they're new to VTubing, I don't want to discount the skills and sorry, I have to be a bit vague, but I don't want you to discount the skills and experiences that they had before joining our company. And there is a reason why they were scouted to be the first. And it's so tough to be vague. It's so tough to be vague. But we have a lot of confidence in their abilities. And that's why we chose them to be first. And that's why we've continued to show them support through like all of their projects. Serena and Abby both have some really zany ideas, and it's really interesting to see the way that they push the envelope of what traditional VTubing is while also staying within the like status quo of what VTubing is. So in terms of having like a two-person generation, it's kind of just how it's how the dice landed. A lot of planning and model building. So it's like figuring out your character, creating designs, finding artists, getting your model rigged. I see a lot of VTuber icons in this thread. Getting your model rigged takes a really long time. And so it's just how it landed that our first generation was two. And we couldn't be prouder of who our first two students are. I think in terms of, it is a little bit difficult with having, so something that's coming up is V4 Mirai's 1 year anniversary, which is also the same month as Chrysalis's 1 year anniversary. So it's, in a sense, it kind of feels like having your birthday in December, where, oh, my Christmas gifts are also my birthday gifts. And it's something that we're aware of, and we're trying to, we're going to do our best to sort it out so that as a generation, they get celebrated for their achievements and their accomplishments, while also as a corporation, as like V4 Mirai, we celebrate the accomplishments of our company as a whole. And while some members of Petalite were chosen, what appears to be around the same timeline, it also comes down to like production timelines and who's ready to be shown to the public. And who's ready to be shown to the public at that time. Let's see. I think that about answers your question.
Oh, thank you for answering the question. I'll just say that I love Seti and Abby so much. Please, please support them as much as possible. And thank you for answering the question.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for such a thoughtful question. All right. Let's go. Like I said, I'm almost done with my water, but let's go with our last two people. So we'll go with Hikaru first, and then we'll go to Manager-kun. Hello. Manager-kun is part of Lucid. And so it might be fun to talk manager to manager. All right, Hikaru, you are first. Let me add you as a speaker. Oh, and then I'll remove Ray Factor as a speaker. All right, you should be connected.
Hi, hello, my goodness.
Hi.
I didn't think I'd be this like shy, but my question that I have is, so I'm fairly new to like VTubing as a whole, not streaming, but VTubing. And my question was, how do you feel about new VTubers trying to get into companies, you know, as the trend is going down? That's something that I've been kind of working in my head, because I'm not new to the space of streaming, but being new to VTubing, I kind of want to join something that will show me the ropes, if you understand what I mean. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Hold on, my brain went blank for a moment. Well, I guess as a baseline, for V4 Mirai specifically, being a VTuber is not a requirement. It is not a past requirement. And different companies will probably have different rules. Some companies do prefer people with like lots of VTubing experience, and they'll even like adopt your character. But then other companies are just like, we want your experience, and we want you to be incredibly in tune with your finger on the mark for what is popular in VTubing right now, and what will be popular in VTubing tomorrow, and what was popular yesterday. And in that case, it's like really important what your past experience was and that you were a VTuber. Some companies, I think streaming experience is always going to be beneficial, whether it's face or a PNG tuber, or even if you're just playing a game with your voice behind it. So any streaming experience is going to help you. And then in terms of if you were a VTuber in the past, that'll just have to vary by the company. If you're new to the VTubing space, it does help to like be aware of, I guess, the culture of it, and be aware of like different companies. And it's not like a tell me all members of Hololive right now off the top of your head, you know? It's just like, oh, here's one of my favorites, and like here's I guess to be more specific, it can help oftentimes VTubers have a character that they play, and sometimes that character is just a more animated version of themselves. So it would be good to be mindful of like the archetypes of different VTubers and figure out how your own personality fits into those archetypes so that you can play a more authentic, so that you can act or play a more authentic version. Hold on, I'm totally tripping up over my words. So in acting, there's people always talk about finding the authenticity of like finding a way that you can relate to the character. And for some people's VTuber personalities, they are like a character, they are acting. And then a lot of people's VTuber personalities are just an extension of themselves. So I think something to figure out for yourself, if you're kind of like navigating the space, is if you can keep up, if playing a character has some benefits because you're separating yourself, your image yourself from this character. So if someone's like mean to you online, or if someone is like excited for you, then, oh, that happened to the character. But during my 4 hours on stream online, that happened to character. And now stream is over. I'm going to go read a book and be myself. And then some people are more just like an animated version of themselves. And I'm rambling. I'm sorry. But I guess the key points is check out which, if you're looking to apply for a company, streaming experience is always going to be helpful. And specifically VTubing experience, it doesn't hurt, but some companies will require it. V4 Mirai specifically doesn't require it. And as mentioned in Ray Factors, we do hire people who don't have that past experience of being a VTuber.
All right, cool. That's actually pretty awesome. So far, I mean, I'm kind of enjoying what you've been telling. I'm kind of like, I love when you said that it's timely based thing, because I just stumbled upon this and I was just like, oh my gosh, I have to ask this person a question. So I mean, thank you so much. You're amazing. And, you know, I'm going to stay here for the rest of it.
All right. Thank you so much for asking a question. All right. So we have our last speaker of the day. We have Manager Kuhn from Lucid. I'm going to add you as a speaker. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. Welcome to Twitter Spaces.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, V-sensei. It's nice to talk with you.
How's your day going? What's your question?
My day's going good. Thank you. Hope your day's going well as well. And for everybody else in here, hope y'all are doing well. I apologize if this has already been asked. I only joined within the last like 15 minutes, but I wanted to ask something about you. As the forward-facing corporate persona for V4 Mirai, what are your streams going to look like? Are you going to be mainly showing off like the tech behind V4 Mirai, like a sort of Achan role, or are you going to do like a mixture of that and like gaming streams or like hanging out? What will your streams look like in the future?
Oh my goodness. I am so excited that you asked this, because this was the main thing that I was actually supposed to tell people, and I've been getting a little distracted. So my main goal, so specifically, I will be streaming twice a month, at least, as on the V4 Mirai official account. It'll pretty much be like every other Friday. Today was supposed to be a stream, but my power conveniently decided to go out. So I'm kind of running off phone battery and mobile data Wi-Fi. Well, it's not Wi-Fi because the power is out. So my Wi-Fi is out, but I'm running on mobile data. But two streams a month to start off with. In addition to like those V4 Mirai streams, I'll also be joining the talents if they ask to have me on as a collab, but we'll also be doing, we have some group events, group streaming events coming up. So it'll be a whole group of us just on stream, just having fun together. And So I'm really excited for that. Additionally, starting next week, I'll be sharing essentially like announcement videos. And in those like 2 to 5 minute videos on the V4 Mirai account, I'll be sharing things that are happening, like Gen 3 release. But I'll also be sharing some like behind the scenes stuff. Something that you guys, for like every music video we've released, we've always had like a storyboard or like cool little things that happen behind, like that our corporate account doesn't really like share. So I'll be walking you through some like behind the scenes items. I'll also, those of you who are in the Discord have noticed that Eclipse channel has opened up, and I really, really, really want to showcase some clips that you guys have made. And I know a lot of you are like worried about getting into detention, and I'd like to inform you that if you want to like tattletale on the students and be like, V sensei, Mono put a car on the roof, I'll be like, Mono's going to detention. Oh my God. So fun clips, tattletale clips, silly moments that you want to share. I definitely want to feature those because why not? Why not? I just want to brag about my students. They're so amazing. So that's going to be on the V4 Mirai channel. I also have my Twitter channel, which I try to be a little bit informative, but I also kind of play around with our V4 Mirai talents while also hanging around with our Globy talents. I see some of our cousins out in the chat today. So, hey, how are you? I really like sharing all of their, I really like liking and resharing some of their stuff. I think the third thing, I feel like there's a third thing that was really important that I was told by the social media team to be like, hey, make sure Sensei says this, and I'll be like, you got it, dude. And then I didn't write it down, but I'm sure it'll come up and I'll write about it. But so it's a mixture of sharing behind the scenes, sharing some like communication that the official account also shares, but also having a more fun side, because a lot of the senseis and managers at V4 Mirai do have a positive friendship. Friendship works. I'm always really like specific about wording, because technically we're coworkers. So coworkers would be the more accurate term. So we have a really good co-working relationship with all of our staff as well as all of our talents. And a lot of fun moments just pop up, and it's like, oh, it would be really fun just to like share the process of helping Mono with her 3D dance that was just like covered with slime, you know, just share those behind the scenes moments. And I think that answers your question. I hope I didn't ramble too much, and I hope I did answer your questions.
No, yeah, you did. Thank you so much.
Yay.
That was really great.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. It's about 1:30, and I have no more water, and my battery is getting low, so I'm a hop off. But thank you all so much for joining me. I'll have a YouTube, a proper YouTube stream next week once I've sorted out all of my power issues. But if you haven't had a chance yet, please give V4 Mirai a follow, Sensei a follow, give Globy a follow, give Lucid a follow, and I hope you guys all have a lovely rest of your day. Goodbye.